You are listening to WGN Radio, and as you know, we have been covering this story heartbreakingly all afternoon. And on a tragic day like this, Friday, February 15th, 2019, it is heartbreaking to reflect that five people woke up, got ready for work, said goodbye to their families, and tonight there are families grieving. We grieve with them. The attention of the country is on the city of Aurora, asking once again, how can this happen? Here in Illinois, we are grief-stricken, we are heartbroken for our own community, and we wanted to check in with Senator Linda Holmes, who represents the district in which the city of Aurora is. Hi, Senator, how are you doing tonight?
I'm well, Patty. How are you?
I'm okay. We've, of course, been talking about this, hearing from our listeners, but a lot of people wanting to know how they can help. And, of course, you know, we want to thank so many of the people who have been covering and, of course, the first responders. You represent the city of Aurora. Can you tell us a little bit about your community? I think one of the things I want to share with our listeners is your community, the city of Aurora. Tell us a little bit about your town.
It's funny because I always say that Aurora, we're the second largest city in Illinois. In very many ways, though, it's a small town. You feel like you really know, I know the people here.
Of course. Right. And that's,
it is a sort of warm feeling that a small town has.
And on a night like this, I have to imagine that people are kind of wondering, you know, how has this happened to us? And we were listening to Chief Zeman, who did an extraordinary job in her press conference this evening. Have you had a chance to talk to the police department and the law enforcement agencies?
I have not, but I have listened to both of the press conferences, and I have to say that Chief Zeman has done an amazing job. And her speech was so eloquent and so touching. But we also have to remember, in her case, you know, this is personal for all of us because it's our city that it's happened to. But in her case, those first responders that ran in there, they gave their lives protecting all of us.
They took that chance, absolutely.
That's her police family.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that the police are like a family, so that is doubly heartbreaking.
It is. And I heard we've been watching this, of course, all day at WGN Radio, and people have been watching this unfold on national television. It's extraordinary how quickly the police department responded. The first calls from inside the warehouse started at 1:24. Within 4 minutes, the officers arrived. And as you mentioned, they ran in the door prepared to risk their lives, to give their lives, if necessary, to first save lives. And that's an incredible thing. You know, on a day like
today, something about a four-minute response time really speaks extremely well of the police department.
It does. And that's the thing, I think, on a night like tonight, you know, we think about it, you know, and we also think about what would we do in this situation. Are you familiar with this warehouse? It's 29,000 square feet. Can you even imagine trying to find somebody who is at large inside this building actively?
No, that's a massive space. And I mean, this evening's press conference mentioned it was about 90 minutes.
Right.
After that, those first shots were fired, or the officers were down. Then when they went in there to search, it took them 90 minutes before they found the shooter,
and
because the facility is so massive.
Right. And to have that ongoing, all the people that were hiding, you know, we have no idea, you know, how many offices there are or what kind of equipment there is in order for people to seek refuge in order to avoid harm. So this is something that is unimaginable. You know, we kind of have these ideas of drills or real life situations. But for a community like yours, you know, as I mentioned, these are men and women who got up this morning and went to work, not thinking this would be the last time.
That is one of the saddest things. We understand that police, when they go into there, and their families understand that with the job they're doing, there is a chance that their workday can result in something tragic. But for the five victims that were just, all they did that morning was got up and went to work, like all of us do every day. And their families had no reason to expect things would be any different, but that their loved ones would be home for dinner.
Right.
And that just simply didn't happen because, I mean, this is only, it's evil to think that somebody can just go in and gun down innocent people.
We are talking to Senator Linda Holmes, who represents the district that Aurora is in. What district is that, by the way, Senator? I apologize.
It's Senate District 42.
Senate District 42, and we've been covering the story, two press conferences a day. The first was delayed for quite a bit, and that was in order to obviously make sure that all the families had been notified. And now you have been obviously following the story all day long. I want to let people know who are listening, because we are heard throughout the country. Tell folks where Aurora is located in relation to Chicago.
We're about 40, 45 miles due west of the city.
And you have a population of about, over 130,000?
No, it's closer to 200,000.
Oh, really? Then your wiki page needs to be updated, Senator.
Yeah, we are the second largest city in Illinois.
That's significant. You're the second largest city in the state of Illinois?
Yes.
I was not aware of that. See, and that's the thing, is that, again, Aurora is going to be the city that people hear about on CNN tonight. And, of course, around the world, they're going to look at the United States as this country that's ridden with gun violence. And a little bit later on, we're going to talk to an aldermanic candidate from an area in Pilsen where, of course, you know, people will ask, why don't we talk about all the gun violence that happens in our own communities? And we will. This is something that I think that you have worked on when it comes to gun violence in our state and in our country. What are your thoughts on a day like today when it comes to the nature of somebody being able to walk into work, somebody who has been, as it seems, perhaps previously incarcerated on a felony, and the ability to have a handgun? What are your thoughts when it comes to the gun violence in a workplace?
Well, at this point, I think we don't know the details, and we do know it was, according to the chief of police, it was a Smith & Wesson handgun. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't something with, you know, you hear these high-capacity guns and the things that everybody talks about, and this was quite simply a handgun. We don't know yet if it was, you know, a legally obtained and owned weapon.
Right, right.
And we know that this man had been employed by this company for over 15 years. So obviously the trigger, it appears, that made him snap was that he was being fired today.
Wow. And again, that he came prepared to cause harm to, as you mentioned, the evil that he wrought on the men and women that work at this facility is just gut-wrenching. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. We'd like to touch base with you again next week and as we find out more details. And I want to thank you for the work that you do for your constituents in Aurora. And for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you so much. I do want to close with, I hope that we as a community can sort of draw together from this tragedy, and hopefully we can do something, perhaps a fundraising event or something to help the victims' families. That's how I would like to see. Let's end with a positive action.
I agree. And a lot of people are asking about the places that are taking blood donations throughout the weekend. We will make that information available. There are locations in the suburbs that are taking donations, and we'll update folks on that. Thank you so much.
And yes. I was going to say, and the last thing, I was also heartened that our governor did manage to come out to that press conference. He also called me and said to let him know if there was anything he could do for the community. And then our congressman, Bill Foster, called me as soon as he landed at Midway coming home from D.C. tonight. So everybody is really pulling together on this.
I agree. And that's, you know, unfortunate that it has to be a situation like this that brings us together. And perhaps it will keep us in some ways, you know, mindful of how we treat each other and how we say goodbye to our loved ones in the morning.
So, you're very right. Thank you so much, Patty.
Thank you again. That's Senator Linda Holmes. And have a good weekend, Senator.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. We'll come back. We'll check in with Ryan Burrow, who's in Aurora tonight. 312-981-7200 to join our conversation anytime. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and we encourage you to join us. It's your conversation as well. The number is 312-981-7200. It was great hearing Harry tonight. I thought he did an extraordinary job, you know, throughout the day. This isn't something anybody intends to or prepares to talk about. And so we follow your lead as well. So what you need, let us know if you have any. If you're worried, if you are upset, if you just want to share your thoughts, we encourage you to do that. We'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. More in a moment on 720 WGN.